Good morning, everybody. Let's start with prayer. Father, we thank you that you're so faithful, so good to us, Lord, and that is why we just seek you all the time, seek you every morning right now, Lord. And yes, Lord, we just really desire more of you, God. Whether it be your presence, whether it be your word, even conviction, God. But we just want more of you in our life, Lord, that your presence would become so real in our lives. So we just offer ourselves up to you, our minds, our everything, and just we are open, Lord, to whatever you have in store for us today. We thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So ever since having Danielle, that's my daughter, everyone always asks me the question, what's the biggest change? Actually, I realize people ask that at every big stage of your life. Once you get married, what's the biggest change, you know, in your life? Once you have a child, what's the biggest change? And I always tell them, the biggest change or what's the hardest thing when having a child is you no longer get to do what you do. And I always say, oh, so today, you know, after your long day of work, what do? And they're like, oh, I go home. I go, okay, so when you get home, what do? It's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll, you know, I'll read. Maybe I'll just surf the net. Maybe I'll take a nap. Maybe I'll watch some TV. And I said, so that's all gone once you have a kid. And it's actually, you can't. And what's hard is almost having the freedom to choose what to do once you get home, right? Like, It's almost like when I ask people, they don't even have plans. It's just like, oh, you know, whatever I feel like when I feel like it. And then for me now, I get home and basically as soon as I get home, every day is the exact same thing. I get home, I wash my hands, I wash my feet by order of the wife, and then I play with Danielle, and like the first, you know, 5 minutes are really energetic, and then towards, like, by the time my wife gets home, which is around, like, usually around 8-ish, I'm like, all we're doing is lying down, staring at each other. And she's rolling around, but I'm just like, maybe I'll have a hand on her. And then last week, we're just talking with my wife over dinner, and I was like, you know, why would anyone, practically speaking, why would they have a kid? It's like you put so much into it, right? You sacrifice your time, your freedom to do what you want when you want. You sacrifice obviously money, sleep. That's a huge one. You sacrifice your sleep. You just sacrifice so much, and what do you get out of it? It's not like, you know, you put in this. It's like I would say it's the biggest investment of your life in terms of money and time. And what do you get out of it? Yet, everyone does it. Yet, end of the day, it seems like the feedback is everyone is really gratified and happy, number one. It seems like you always hear stuff, even with like kind of like more difficult circumstances with single parents who had to raise their child all on their own, and I can't even imagine how difficult it is. Even they're like, oh, you were my greatest blessing and joy. So I was like, oh, that's so, like when I take a step back from how we are raised and just think of that, it's like, oh, that's weird. Why does everyone want to have kids? Something that in some ways is Maybe a lot of people don't know what they're getting into until they get into it. But once you do, everyone says it's an incredible blessing, which made me think, perhaps, that even though it seems like it's in our nature to be so self-seeking, even though it's in our nature, it seems to just, you know, protect ourselves, and we want to like invest in something that's worthwhile. That's not who God created us to be. Actually, God created us to love. So if you would turn, long introduction, but if you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned but do not love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know truly, just as I have also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. So this whole chapter about love, how love is everything. The first paragraph, it talks about, you could say, it's more important what you do. No, it's not important, not so important what you do, but how you do it. Even with our super spiritual activities, namely prophecy. Prophecy is, Bible already says, the Bible always says, like, desire this gift especially. And probably just being objective, right, in a worldly Christian sense, prophecy would seem like it's up there, if there was a level, right? And even with that, even with its, you know, profound effects it has, and the way and ability it can really edify and I guess impress people as well, it's nothing without love. And even with other ministries that we do, right, whether it be outreach, because it says, even if we give all to our poor, all to the poor, even if you sacrifice your own body, without love, it's nothing. And let me just add that it's not just the very spiritual things, but it's even the less spiritual things, right? I always talk to my house church whenever we have HC service. And sometimes when you bring it up, you can feel the atmosphere in the house church change. It's like, oh, everyone kind of doesn't want to make eye contact with the house church leader. But I always tell them, this is an opportunity to serve. This is an opportunity to worship. So even like usually people who do offering tend to do a pretty good job because I think they're standing in the front. Everyone's watching them. So no one wants to embarrass themselves. But I'm sure some people just do their best for God as well. But then when it comes to cleanup and as well as refreshments, people seem to sometimes give less than their best. So I always tell my house church, you know, this is the house of God. You know, it's a really good opportunity. And for the most part, they respond and they do a really good job. And it was really encouraging because even like our last house church service, as people were sharing, someone actually shared like, oh, you know, I always, you know, ever since coming to SP, I've been kind of dealing with some restoration things, like restoration issues with coming back to church. And but when I realized that SP was my home when we were doing refreshments, and I felt the joy of just serving in refreshments and serving my family. And I was like, wow, so blessed as a house church leader. So really, it's not what you do, but it's how you do it. And of course, as you guys go off to your workplace, it's just as spiritual, right? Because it was Father God who gave you your jobs and gave you your purpose. So it's more the way that you do your work that can still be an act of worship. So first, that's the first part. Second part, if you go to the middle, love is kind of defined very explicitly, and this verse is often quoted for weddings. But I want to just focus on one point, and that is love does not seek its own. So seeking its own, you know, basically being self-centered. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24, it says, "Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor." In Matthew 22:39, after the greatest commandment is spoken, the second commandment is, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Yourself being all that attention, all that focus that you put onto yourself and your life, put that same standard onto someone else. Basically, what we're asking is, or what it's asking is, don't be self-centered and really be more God-centered and also love people. In EG, this is kind of an EG spoiler, but in EG, a lot of us ask the question, I might be messing this up a little, we always ask the question, God, what is my purpose? What is your will for me? But in EG, it says, a better question is, rather than ask God, what is your will for me, is God, what is your will, and let me join it. Is that correct? Yes. Because even when we say, God, what is your will for me? What do you want me to do next? It's still really about you, right? It's all about you. And I think the reason we always ask these like questions, God, tell me what to do, is really behind it, of course, like I recognize we want to do God's will, but I think oftentimes it's because we don't want to make a mistake, right? We want to be safe. We don't want to do something and have bad consequences. But really, we should be asking God, what is your need? And that's a better question. But I think even a better action is not always just asking God for stuff. It's actually spending time with God. Even as we pray, rather than always be like, God, I want to pray for this, I pray for that, I need this, I need that. Maybe it'd be nice, I'm sure coming from as a father, when your child doesn't just only ask you for things, but also just wants to spend time with you as well. And then finally, if we go, I'm skipping a lot, but if we skip to the end, how important is love? Love is the most important. And the things that it's even compared to is it says, now faith, hope, love, you should abide in these three things. We hear about faith in our journey a lot. We hear about hope, right? That's being, I guess, positive and really believing God. But even among these three things, let's love first and foremost. So Janella, if you could. Is it Janella Yvain? As Yvain leads us, let's take some time. And especially with the second point of self-seeking. And even let's take a moment to reflect and assess just our motives, whether it be our prayers, whether it be the things we're really seeking God for guidance. Are they really for the kingdom of God? Or is it really for your own gain? And just to also encourage, the reason we don't need to be self-seeking, of course, if we did not have Christ, if we did not have the Holy Spirit and Father God, then of course we need to be self-seeking to survive. But we have a God who is taking care of us. And he says in Matthew 6:33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Today, let's shift from being self-centered, and let's shift to being more loving, whether it be to be God-centered and or even just loving others. So let's take a moment to just commit that and even make that prayer. You know, God, what are you doing today? And open my eyes to see what you're doing, and that I would just join in on that will. Let's pray for our community and those who are going through cancer and chemo. Let's pray for God's healing as well as strength in this time. Next slide. Let's cover those who are sick, but also just need to come to know the hope, Jesus. Let's also cover those up there, loved ones who are also sick, for full healing restoration. Yes, let's cover those also looking for jobs right now, for God to open doors as well as just lead them. Let's go to our Thursday prayer. Let's go to our mission focus. If you could pray for Cambodia as well as our SP missionary there, Grace, who's at Bloom, and also the Bloom team that's going to be going. It's led by myself and Ricky. And also pray for P. Sophia in Japan, especially her health as well as the relationship she's building there.
Let's go to the next. Pray for IP, well, Cascade. Let's pray for his anointing as well as protection just over the team. Pray for the educational ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, SPU. Let's pray just for the leadership as well as these ministries grow, that we could just grow in terms of teachers and volunteers as well. Cover the outreaches today, SP Lights as well as Homie Outreach. Let's pray that they're filled with love, God's love that would just overflow and really touch people, and that they just have also God's incredible compassion as well as empathy as well. Also cover our youth mission trip in Davao. They're coming back today. So let's pray for just a safe journey back. Pray for just protection physically, mentally, as well as spiritually. And just pray against any backlash that the enemy would want to create just to take away from just God's amazing faithfulness and his works. Pray for the Shanti VBS that is still is ongoing right now, led by John King and Godwin. Let's just pray for just a really joyful time and just wonderful relationships that are built with anyone who's going and volunteering, and just to really share the joy of just a joy. Father, Lord, we just recognize that you created us with an incredible purpose, Lord, a purpose that is love, that we are to love one another, that we are to love you, and if we abide in this, life can be just so simple and so free, Lord. So today, Lord, let us shift away from being so self-centered, God, and that we would just focus on you first and foremost, but even others, Lord. Let us be patient. Let us ask questions and listen, God, rather than just impose our ideas, our ideals onto others, Lord. Holy Spirit, just also open our eyes to see just how you are moving today, Lord, and that we may just join in with whatever you're doing, Lord. We thank you for just all the opportunities that we have today as well. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So please continue to just spend that quality time and have a great day.